Hello and welcome to this week's Oxcast Extra. I'm here with Anna, yes. Project and Participation Manager for Oxford Festival of the Arts. Hello.
Hello, Katie.
So, most people around here probably know this festival as MCS Festival. Why has the name changed?
So last year the name changed to MCS Arts Festival Oxford, even though it's clearly in Oxford, as a sort of step towards this new name. So the festival's been going about 8 years now, and it started at Magdalen College School by the outgoing headmaster, who also started a festival at Portsmouth Grammar School, which is now Portsmouth Festivities and is a whole cultural celebration across the whole city. And that's kind of where we've got to now with the festival this year. So it's been going 8 years, but only the last sort of 2 to 3 years has it been a big public event, because for the first few years, It was going good, but then it started getting bigger sort of names, bigger opportunities, and it seemed silly to have it only for staff and students and people who go down Cowley Place and know that area. Yeah. But actually it should be something for everyone and for the whole city. And Oxford has an amazing cultural scene and a lot of people wanting to go to the kind of things that we're putting on. Mm. So we sort of opened the gates and put ourselves out there. And then this year we've rebranded to drop the MCS, because it's not just a school festival. We do partnerships with all sorts of organisations in Oxford, or very different venues, working with different artists. So it's, as much as there are students involved in some projects, and we're based at a school and we get to use loads of their facilities and great venues, the festival isn't kind of led by that anymore. It's kind of hosted at Magdalen College School, but very much for everyone. And we dropped the MCS to kind of make that clearer, that it was Oxford's Festival of the Arts rather than the school's.
Right, that clears it up nicely. And how long have you been involved?
I've been involved for over a year now. So started working on this year's festival after last year's, and worked on marketing for last year's festival. So not that long, but at the same time, long in the scale of the festival, in that sometimes it very much does feel like a startup, because we're still doing lots of things for the first time. So this year, for example, we set up our own ticketing in-house, which is something we hadn't done before. So still loads of new things going on and everything happening very quickly, because obviously you've got the deadline of the festival each year.
Cool. And what are the main aims of the festival?
The main aims of the festival are, like most arts aims, bringing people together to enjoy culture, enjoy art, find out new things about themselves, about others, find out new things about the city. Kind of sounds kind of vague, but I think a lot of arts missions are kind of like that. And you know, from my perspective, putting on an amazing event for people to really enjoy and get out of what they want to.
Fabulous. So as you said already, the lineups are getting bigger and better. Such an amazing lineup this year. Let's start with the big name who's coming this year, Sam Mendes. That's amazing. How did you go about signing him?
Well, Sam Mendes is what's called an old Waynefleet. So he went to Magdalen College School. And over the years, there's been different alumni who've come. So last year, we had Tom Piper, who designed the Poppy installation that was at the Tower of London. And he came and did a talk. And so this year, we decided we'd try and formalise that. So it's the old Waynefleet lecture, because there are loads of amazing alumni, as you can imagine, from such a kind of big and prestigious school. And this year was the year that Sam was interested and up for coming back and doing something with us. And he was at Hay Festival earlier in the year and sold out at that. So I think he's just kind of doing a little bit more of this kind of thing, I guess, in between films, because now that he's finished the Bond films. So we are so lucky, so grateful, and really excited. It has sold out, but the waiting list is growing and some people don't turn up. Some people booked ages ago. We went on sale in April, so things can happen between now and then. And so if you do want to come, you should sign up to the mailing list and sign up to the waiting list, and we'll be in touch if anything frees up for you.
Wonderful. Another event that I know that everyone in this office is very excited about is Game On. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes. So Game On came about because last year we had a large outdoor opera screening on this massive screen on the school field. And we were thinking, let's bring it back, which we've done. We have another opera screening. We've got a couple of film screenings. And then we were thinking, what else can we do with this big screen that's not just a film or an opera screening, and we thought of video games. And again, Magdalen College School having a lot of students who are very interested in gaming, that's where the idea came about. And then from there, I looked into sort of an indie game scene, which is happening in London. So in London, there's lots of different kind of bars and clubs where you can go and play games. And there's lots of independent developers who are coming from arts backgrounds or all different kind of backgrounds to make games. So on the big screen itself, we've got a series of games called Sports Friends, and these have been developed as a kind of party game, so something that you can enjoy watching as much as playing.
Oh, amazing.
Really simple to pick up. Three different games on the screen, and then there's a game that you play in a sort of slightly darkened room with Move controllers, which are ones that light up. And it's a kind of game where you have to jolt somebody else's controller without tossing yours.
Okay.
So a kind of physical digital mix game, which should be really interesting. We've also got Thirsty Meeples coming along with their Games Gurus. We've got board games represented. We've got some retro games. This guy's built two giant Game Boys and they play Tetris, but they're kind of like A0 size Game Boys. We've got Lego brick art. This guy was at Comic-Con and you can kind of design your own. So it looks a bit like Pixels.
Yeah.
Design your own little art pieces using Lego blocks.
Amazing.
Then we've got a talk at the kind of middle of the evening, which is about sort of the positive and negatives of gaming. An author called Simon Parkin wrote Death by Video Game, sort of talking about the obsession with gaming. And there's a psychologist who's on the panel as well, talking about sort of from the science perspective. So that should be quite interesting. I think generally the evening is very pro-gaming, so
yes.
Without giving too much away, it probably will be that there's more positives. But to kind of discuss that, because that is something, I think there's a lot of headlines that's,
yes,
that are kind
yeah.
of scary about game addiction. And lots of games are developed, you know, knowing sort of the psychology of how to make people keep playing and that kind of thing. So it's very interesting ground. But it should be a good celebration of games on in all forms. So whether or not you've ever played a video game or played a board game, there'll be something kind of fun and different, and for all ages as well. It's going to be cross-generational, like loads of board games. They say like from 6 to 106, that's the aim of the event.
Brilliant.
No 107 year olds.
Okay, all right. Sorry about that. Fantastic. Another event I picked out is Test Drive the Future.
This is an event that we are working on with Low Carbon Oxford Week. So there are lots of festivals that happen in June, and Low Carbon Oxford Week is one run by the council, which is all about having a sort of more sustainable life, but a joyous one. So it's not kind of preachy. It's all about trying to make conservation and ecology and sort of more ethical living, fun and accessible and joyous. And so we're working with the council on this event where you can test drive electric cars. There's various different ones coming from BMW, Renault, lots of different brands coming. So there's going to be some exciting cars there. A hydrogen powered car, which is cutting edge technology. So it should be very interesting.
Gosh.
Then we've got a series of talks alongside that. So some from the Low Carbon Hub in Oxford, some different scientists, talking about sort of engineering, sustainable engineering. And then we've got various different sort of activities and challenges with a sort of engineering focus. So we're going to be trying to build things out of cardboard and bubble wrap and little polystyrene bits and pieces that you get. So trying to sort of play with all the things that are left over that you might just put in recycling, but you can probably get a bit more fun out of. And there's going to be lots of information stalls. So it's a very family-friendly day, family-focused. If you like cars, it's very good. But also if you just want to sort of see what else is happening and find out about an angle of Oxford you might not know about, then this is the event to come to. And this is on Sunday the 19th of June.
And is that one free?
Oh, and that one's completely free. Nothing to pay for.
Amazing. And which event are you most looking forward to?
I am really looking forward to Game On, which we've kind of covered. So that is one of my topics. We've also done something a bit different this year. We've done a sort of food festival day in the festival. So last year, and again this year, we've got an arts and crafts day, which is like an art workshop day. That's basically a mini festival in itself. And then the day before that, we've got basically a mini food festival in itself. So talks and demonstrations from various different chefs, like Francis Quinn from The Bake Off a few years ago, very, very fabulous, stylish designs.
Yeah.
And food stalls, tastings. I think the Daily Info lot might quite like beer tasting, wine tasting, and gin tasting.
Oh.
You can manage all three.
Oh, happily.
In a day. Yes, I know what you guys want. But it should be really, really fun. And again, lots of things for the kids on that day. So just a kind of a food festival, but with a lot more sort of practical hands-on things than you might get at like the Foodies Festival that comes to South Park. So that should be a really, really fun day. as well.
Are there any other festival events that you'd like to mention?
Yeah, the opera's selling really well. People are loving the opera again. Because we had nearly 1,000 people last year, and it looks like if the weather's good, probably be over that this year.
Gosh.
Oxford loves a free opera screening. Loves it.
Which company is doing it?
Glyndebourne this year.
Oh, right.
So it's their 2012 opera, but they're reprising it this year. So they're redoing it in Glyndebourne. So if you can't go to Glyndebourne, but you kind of follow them and you missed it in 2012, you might want to watch it. Or if you are going and you want to sort of refresh yourself. Last year it was Garsington. So just doing the rounds of the amazing opera companies. But that's been I guess because it's free, so you may as well book 8 tickets and see who you can get together.
Yeah.
But that's every day. There's millions of people coming to book for that.
That's so much fun.
So that would be a good one.
Yeah. Great. You've talked about this a little bit, but how involved are the kids from MCS?
So students from MCS are involved in various different ways. Some of them are in shows. So we do like an outdoor Shakespeare play, a show in the Burton Taylor Studio, main stage Oxford Playhouse show, which is Wind in the Willows this year. They're also sometimes then involved in events. So we do lots of outreach events with other schools, one of which is the Art of Enterprise, which is like an enterprise challenge that schools tend to do. We've got to kind of do like a sort of mini apprentice.
Yes.
Exactly. But this is sort of an art focus. The idea being that students who are interested in art can maybe learn a bit more about business, and the other way around as well, kids who are kind of interested in business and economics can think about selling an art product and working with artists. So they're having to create arts and crafts products to sell. And we've got other schools from Oxford involved in that, but also some MCS students. So they are in some events directly, they're in some outreach programs, and they come to a lot. They enjoy it.
Wonderful. That must be really helpful if you're an aspiring artist to actually have learn about the business sense behind it.
Yeah, and the opportunities for the whole festival are amazing, whether you're interested as a student in music or art or anything that we're programming. There's loads of opportunities to sort of shadow or take part. So it's, for them, they can get out of it as much as they put in, and there's lots of options.
Brilliant. Outside of the festival, there's also an exhibition happening in Frieswyde Square. Can you tell me a bit about it?
So at Frieswyde Square, we have an exhibition up for 3 months. This is the first time we've done this. We've been working for nearly a year now with an artist who's a documentary photographer called Alison Baskerville. And she was inspired by World War I photographers who were photographing women's contribution to the war. And a couple of them were women themselves. So Olavidas was the first female photographer to kind of go on the front line. It was after the war ended, but it was still kind of quite a big moment. And they kind of took documentary style images, which is what she does. So it's a sort of centenary project that reflects 100 years on women's role and women's work today. So during the World War I, everybody knows that women took lots of men's jobs. But after World War I, and again after World War II, a lot of those jobs that women had got into were sort of went back to men.
Yes.
And so the exhibition sort of looks at women's progress and contributions and social change over the last 100 years, and we photographed 13 women with links to Oxfordshire, some as young as about 20, others who are sort of giants in their field, across all different spectrums: science, engineering, community work, the arts. And the exhibition is on for 3 months, free for all, just outside the business school. And we've got a couple of events happening this Saturday, 18th of June, to sort of complement the exhibition if you want to find out more. One is a panel debate with various women all talking about the sort of history aspect and the changing roles of women. And that's chaired by the new Master of Modern College School, which for the first time in its 500 or so year history is a woman. And the second is a sort of in conversation with the photographer Alison Baskerville and a curator who also does a lot of archival work around the same time of the photographers Ali's been inspired by. So sort of history / sort of styles or themes. You can go to both. One's at 2 o'clock, one's at 5:30. So if you've seen the exhibition and wondered what on earth, then those are the events to go to. And there's a website, which is womencreatechange.org, which is the name of the exhibition.
Wonderful. Cool. So if people want to book tickets, should they just go to the website?
Yes, the website is artsfestivaloxford.org, and we've got a box office open Monday to Friday, which is 01865 253 505. I think. And so you can book online, you can book over the phone. And from the 17th of June, so from this Friday, the hub opens, which is a marquee in the Rose Garden at Magdalen College School. So just off the plane, just before you get to Magdalen Bridge, beautiful garden. And when the gates are open, the hub will be open, which is mostly weekday evenings or weekends during the daytime. And that's an information point, ticket point, cafe, bar. So if you want anything, then just pop in there during the open times, which you'll find on the website or in the brochure.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.